Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for showing up today for our integrated plan work meeting. Before I go through the agenda to put a comment, I'd like to start with some introductions. And when it's your turn to introduce yourself, if you do have any announcements, please feel free to do so. My name is Ben, and I'm a committee member and current chair of this group. And maybe we'll go to my right. Is that okay?
Sure. I'm Robert Rory. I'm a consultant to the San Francisco Care Section, co-facilitating the process and doing most of the writing of that.
Good afternoon. Oscar Macias, supporting staff for the Prevention Planning Council.
Liz Stamm, Care Council staff.
I'm Nan O'Connor, a clinician at South Bend as Adult Behavioral Health Services.
Chip Sapanich, co-chair of the Care Council. And my announcement is I have to leave in about an hour. I'm sorry.
I'm Jackson Bowman. I'm on the HIV Prevention Planning Council, and I'm here taking David Gonzalez's place.
My name is Araceli Tamayo. I'm an epidemiologist in San Mateo County working with the HIV program.
Eric Sutter, co-chair of the Care Council.
Mike Norris, San Francisco County Council member and co-chair of the Marin Care Council.
Mark Mulmer, Care Council staff. As far as announcements goes, last night the Care Council approved the joint meeting that's scheduled now, hopefully, for March 10th. From 3:30 to 5:30, the Prevention Council having its own half hour at the start of that meeting, and the Care Council having the last half hour to itself as well. Of course, members of both councils are welcome to attend to either the beginning or the end sessions. I also want to go over membership, since now this is the second meeting. Membership will not be set, in this particular group. Only members will be able to vote. I have for Care Council representation is Chip Sapanich, Eric Sutter, Wade Flores, and although he's currently a non-voting member, so he has yet to have approval from the mayor's office, Matthew Miller. Although, actually, Matthew come in the first meeting? I don't think he did.
No. He did.
Oh, no, he's actually off. So that actually is just Chip, Eric, and Wade. And for prevention, we have Ben, Daryl, Nan, and Jack, and that means Kate is off, so she was not in the What are you a member of the Prevention Council?
No,
excuse me. And that, I guess, is the voting membership of this group.
We're caught up in a question over here. I'm Tracy Packer, and I'm with the Department of Public Health. I'm the director of the Community Health Equity and Promotion Branch. And can I ask a question? Mark, are we also, isn't there one government vote? I thought there was one government vote at this table also that we split among ourselves as the DPH?
That's post-merge.
Okay. I mean, we've always done it as prevention, so I guess maybe that's one of those cultural things that we haven't discussed.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that discussed at the first meeting of this?
I don't remember it being discussed.
I don't remember it being discussed.
So that's typically something that we do just because we're participants, and we can split one, so it's not like we're dominating it, but we definitely would like to vote. I mean, I don't know why I'm looking at you. I guess I should look at
you. I don't have an opinion on this. I'm just here for process. So if that's something that DPH would like, I think that should be added to the agenda, and there should be a discussion from the group and a decision made by the group.
So I can, under agenda item 3, when we discuss the agenda review, perhaps I can suggest that we add that to the item of the agenda for today.
Okay.
And then we have Michael via Skype. Michael, would you like to introduce yourself and say hello?
Oh. Do you know how to make this louder?
I am Michael McDaniel. I'm a health and work in progress.
No,
kind of.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to get some speakers.
Yeah, another
option is we can mute that computer, and then we could do speaker off my phone. Probably would be louder to do it that way.
Okay. Do you want to?
Yeah, Michael, ahead. Do you have my cell phone number? I'm going to send you my cell phone number, and then if you could give me a call. And then at this point, Michael will mute our computer, and then we'll hear you from my cell phone.
Michael. Hi there.
Better.
Yeah.
Much better. Would you like to introduce yourself again, please? Yes, but you can mute yourself whenever you're not talking. Thanks, Michael. All right, did we miss anybody for introductions? So let's move forward to public comment. Is there any public comment for today? Then, seeing there is none, we'll go to the agenda review. So what we have on the agenda for today is a series of discussions that Robert and Michael will lead us through that will help in the writing of the jurisdictional plan, the integrated plan. So the first discussion we'll have is a prep discussion where Robert and Michael will be giving an overview of objectives from past plans, some brainstorming for what a prep section that we'd like to put in the integrated plan. We'll take a break at that point after that discussion. We'll move into our second discussion on aging and HIV. So going through the same process of overview of current issues and some past existing information from past plans and talking about how we want to use it in an integrated plan. And then from there, we'll go into a list of potential current issues in HIV prevention and care. So this is a continued discussion from last meeting where there was a list presented of possible topics to include in the integrated plan. And then lastly, we'll end with a discussion on the goals and objectives for the integrated plan. We'll do evaluation and closing, and then we'll adjourn. Seeing this here, we did have a suggestion to have an agenda item about including a government vote for this work group. Does anybody have any suggestions on where they'd like to put this discussion in the current agenda? Yes.
I suggest making it the next agenda item just to get it sorted out as soon as possible.
Jack.
I just have like a general. Are you representing Marin, or are you representing? Are you here from the care?
Just for care.
Is there somebody coming from Marin?
There was hope.
I'm glad to see hope is still there.
Sicily, or we also mentioned
her that if she could make it, then perhaps she could send Kevin.
Okay. So, no. Because if she's not here today, then she's not voting.
That's what they were determining.
All right. Okay, Mom.
Alex.
I'll see you.
Is that okay?
The group can always change. They can make any stuff.
Change its decision. Just because the group.
I think it's important to have jurisdictional from the county, and that even if they're not present for a meeting, if they're able to review the documents and give feedback, that you know they could comment. So I think it's valuable to have it, whether they're here or not, since it's men.
Should we do something? I guess something special and sort of hold standing membership for Marin, so that if Cicely or Kevin can attend, that they actually would be able to vote as well. The group feel that's okay? Mm-hmm. Now, should we count them to quorum, towards quorum, if they're not here?
No.
No.
Good. I think the desired answer.
Can I ask a question? I mean, how likely are they to come? Do we have any sense of that?
Cicely definitely expressed interest.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to text Nina downstairs and ask her to try to call them to see if they're actually ready or something.
In terms of adding agenda items, that's the next agenda items are active.
I think it's in draft format if you're deciding to add it.
Okay, great. So I think that's okay. We'll have it as our next agenda item to talk about a government vote. So let's go ahead and do that now.
I'm sorry. I got to throw a tiny wrench in. I think there was some confusion. Michael and I actually redid this agenda at the yesterday. Rethinking is it's minor. It's just shifting the order. But if it's okay with everyone, I think we're going to start with a goals and objectives overview before the prep discussion, which is really a review of sort of vision and principles from the two prior plans to discuss whether we want to do a vision statement, principles initially, and then I think we could still go ahead with prep and then have the break after, which would put the break a little later, but it's a minor change, but hopefully it's okay with it. It just made more sense.
So to provide some clarification, let me do some renumbering for everybody. So numbers 1, 2, and 3 are still the same. We're adding a government vote, and that will be agenda item 4. So if you want to write that in. Agenda item 5 will be goals and objectives, so you can change that 8 to a 5. Agenda item 6 will be the prep discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Agenda item 7 will be the break. Agenda 8 will be aging. Agenda 9 will be the list of potential current issues. And then agenda item 10, evaluation and closing. Agenda item 11, adjournment. Is that clear for everybody? Great. So let's go ahead and start agenda item number 4 for government vote. Tracy, would you like to
Sure. I mean, I think, So I guess where I would start is that, in the HIV Prevention Planning Council, I know there's the differences in the way things have operated. We've always been a partnership. It's a community-government partnership, and so that's why we've always had two community co-chairs and one government government co-chair. And we've all always voted. And what we, the way that we think about it is that there's an important government input, I guess we would say, and perspective that's shared at the table. And that could certainly be done without a vote, but I think a vote's an important part of that. I would just venture to say that Daryl's government, you know, and so it wouldn't make sense that Daryl would vote, but we wouldn't, and we're members of the committee, and we were at the last meeting. So in that way, I would move, you know, not move, but I would propose that we have a vote, and I think Dean's fine with sharing it.
Absolutely.
Oscar and I, so that way we would consult with each other and we would vote together. So that's what I would propose.
Let's go over here, then here.
Since we've, I don't have a problem with that, and since we've adopted the prevention model for work groups, because we're a combined work group, and it's the model that we used in the past when we've had combined work groups around quorum and membership and voting, I think that it's not a big stretch to adopt this as well. We'll be having this very discussion on Thursday at the Joint Work Leadership Work Group And so I say yes. And your reasoning is absolutely logical. So.
Yeah, I'm good with it as well. I think this is sort of a tangential question, but I think to keep in line with this, it's also important to ensure that there's representation at the P&P group. And I don't know if there is. Does anyone know?
DPH representation?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Eileen and Jose Lopez and Kevin Hutchcraw.
Okay.
And I think Dean is there as well.
Right.
Yeah, plenty. So since this is not an official vote, I wonder if, because it seems like, I think everyone agrees around the room, if we could all just agree as a group to include that, and then I'll just add DPH as a member of the group.
Thanks, everyone.
All right.
All right, from there, we'll start our first discussion, and that's on the goals and objectives overview. I'll pass it on to Robert and Michael.
Okay, and Michael, so I'll just kind of take the lead on that. Is that okay? And then just jump in anytime? Okay. Make a loud noise or something. Yeah, so we can turn to our little screen. I side question while we're waiting. Did we come up with a date for the retreat for the that we did the doodle poll on? Or?
I have to go talk to you.
Okay.
Ali, I think, knows.
Okay, I didn't maybe I missed it, but do the people here there was a date? Okay.
I think the doodle went out, but I'm not sure if the date was settled.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. So I'll just, there's four sections here. We'll cut in and out of these slides, but just I thought it might be good intro, and these are beautiful reproductions to have. So first I thought it would make sense to talk about the question of what we want to say, if anything, in our plan about underlying principles, beliefs, values. It's been a part of previous plans. It looks different for the prevention and care plans in their last version. So I thought I'd show that. Talk a little bit about these things, then we can have a conversation about what we want to do, not to decide it today, but to see what kind of we want to think about, and then maybe next meeting that would be one of our agenda items. So the first thing I'm presenting is the principles that were in the prevention plan. The update in 2015 didn't revisit these, so these are from the plan that was done in 2012. So we can just run through these. You know that we need to read through them every single word, but maybe I'll just give a cursory sort of overview. Do you want to, Tracy? I don't know if you're comfortable enough. I mean, I'm throwing it on you, so I won't.
Can I say one thing about them?
Please.
I mean, I think it's great for you to go over it, but I think that these have been values, sort of long-standing values,
mm-hmm.
that were developed early on. Like, I'm thinking even before 2010, health
right.
and wellness were, I mean, they're long-standing
right.
thoughts, right? So just to put that out there, but I'll let you go first. So.
Right, and none of these have to be held on to or in the same format, but this is what was in the plan. So health and wellness, which really relates to the sort of wide-ranging indicators that influence health and the fact that that has community influences as well. Prevention with positive and negatives. I think that was right at the moment or at where we were beginning to come to this merged vision. This may be a little too self-evident at this point. Prevention and treatment go hand in hand. That's sort of related. But it's also related here to substance abuse, mental health. So treating all of the kind of a holistic view of how you get to health and wellness with HIV. Ending disparities, still a critical issue. Mentioned here, African Americans, Latinos, trans females, and IBUs. Evaluation being critical. You know, a way to sort of, so we have ways to establish benchmarks and track our progress. And number six, collaboration between science and community. So this is really about, I guess it's about letting data and research inform what we're thinking, and also, I guess it's evaluating what we do. It ties into the previous one, why we do it.
So, can I say one thing about that?
Yes, please.
That with HIV prevention, it's always been stated that all decisions are based on data. Data meaning voices of the community. Community voices are part of data. We consider that as data, and also epidemiological data evaluation, et cetera. So they're equal.
Okay, important. So, and that's really all there was in the prevention plan about vision or principles or background. There's really a set of value statements. The next chart is from the care plan. And so the care plan, we did this very focused exercise. I had written the 2009 and 2012 of what are specific core values. And these are actually ranked. So there was, there's sort of discussion of what is, rather than doing a vision statement, this is how